educate client on investor protection, given the complexity and scope of investment options, not to mention the opportunities for abuse by unscrupulous participants, the United States government has passed a number of important pieces of legislation in the past century to better regulate the markets and protect U.S.-based investors. A counselor should be prepared to educate their clients about how the market regulators offer protection to investors in the United States. Market regulators, given their importance, regulation of U.S. markets is a necessary component of the economy in order to protect investors and promote fairness in the markets. Counselors should be familiar with these institutions in order to help educate their clients about investing. There are two federal-level regulatory bodies in the United States that clients will most likely need to understand if they are already or interested in investing: the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA. These regulators have authority and/or oversight of the markets, and both provide considerable information and educational resources for investors. Each state also has state regulators, SEC. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, is defined as a U.S. government agency responsible for regulating the securities industry, enforcing laws to protect investors, and ensuring fair and efficient markets. The SEC was established in 1934 as part of the response to the 1929 Wall Street crash. The SEC has the following responsibilities: enforce trading laws to prevent manipulation, issue new regulations for securities exchanges in the United States, coordinate enforcement and interpretation efforts of these laws across government institutions. The SEC is responsible for regulating brokerage firms, transfer agents, clearing agencies, and securities self-regulatory organizations, SROs, which include stock and other exchanges. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, is defined as an independent self-regulatory organization that oversees brokerage firms and exchange markets, helping to ensure integrity in the securities industry. Most brokers, with few exceptions, must hold a securities license regulated by FINRA, and an advisor should inform their clients that they can search for prospective brokers on FINRA's website using the BrokerCheck tool eps/brokercheck.finra.org. This tool helps clients find the following: the broker's registration and licensing information, the broker's employment history and history of regulatory actions, the broker's complaints history, if any. FINRA is responsible for investigating complaints against U.S. brokerage firms and their employees and is empowered to take disciplinary actions, for example, through fines, suspensions, disbarment from trading, etc., against any that have been found to violate the law and the organization's rules. In addition to BrokerCheck, the FINRA website also has tools for analyzing funds, searching SEC actions against brokers/brokerage firms, and looking up arbitration awards. FINRA also publishes Public Alert, Unregistered Soliciting Entities, PAUSE, a list of unregistered entities that have attempted to operate in the United States or have attempted to impersonate firms and regulators. FINRA's additional responsibilities include crafting and enforcement of new regulations, ensuring members comply with laws and FINRA rules, administering securities qualifications exams, monitoring daily market events to identify manipulation and misconduct, conducting market and investor risk assessments, providing dispute resolution resources for investors and member firms. FINRA regulates broker-dealer firms, capital acquisition brokers, and crowdfunding portals, state regulators. In addition to the federal regulatory bodies, individual states also have their own financial regulators, but the federal regulators typically supersede the authority of state-level regulators. State regulators enforce blue sky laws, which are the state-level equivalents of many federal laws related to investing. State regulators are responsible for monitoring in-state institutions, ensuring financial institutions in-state are operating within the law, registration of securities offered within the state, licensing for firms, brokers, and other professionals within the state, providing investors with information about firms, professionals, and investments within the state, promoting local economic growth. State regulators are responsible for regulating firms, investments, and financial professionals operating within the state. They can have a greater focus on banking institutions, as federal responsibility has expanded. Where to address queries? A counselor should be prepared to assist their client in identifying which regulatory body is responsible for certain issues and queries. Exhibit 312 lists some common queries or issues that a client may have and the responsible regulator to contact. Exhibit 312, Common Investing Queries and Investing Regulators, Investor Protection Clauses and Programs. Financial regulators have a number of responsibilities related to investor protections through oversight and enforcement capabilities. Counselors should be able to educate their clients about another organization established to provide investor protection, and also some key pieces of legislation that establish relevant investor protections. Securities Investor Protection Corporation, SIPC. The Securities Investor Protection Corporation, SIPC, is defined as a nonprofit non-government organization that protects investors by covering losses when a brokerage firm fails, safeguarding securities and cash up to specified limits. SIPC is a nonprofit organization established as a part of the Securities Investor Protection Act of 1970. The SIPC protects investors if brokerage firms fail or are robbed. In these rare events, SIPC effectively provides insurance by recovering some of the account holder's assets, up to $500,000 of securities per brokerage account, including up to $250,000 protection for cash in the brokerage account that has yet to be used to buy securities, the non-investment portion of a brokerage account. However, the SIPC only provides this coverage if the brokerage firm is a member, which most are. Clients should be encouraged to check if brokerage firms are members of the SIPC before opening accounts with them.